UJFM, in the forefront of global excellence. UJFM, shaping the future.
Okay, getting to it. We do have Prof. Mahatji with us, who will be speaking to us more about this launch. And from an internal party's perspective, I think that's very important. Yes, we played you Beast with Isigaxa. So, Prof, just speaking to you about what is happening today, can you tell us more about how UJ is involved in this groundbreaking research and what it means for our institution as well?
Thank you for inviting me. Today was an exciting day for us.
Indeed.
We have partnered with the Professor of Johannesburg. We have partnered with the Department of Science and Innovation to roll out the printing of houses.
Yes.
What does it mean? It means we are getting a robot to print or build a house. That's essentially what you're talking about.
Yes. Right?
So what we have done is we've procured a printer in Germany. It's here on site at the University of Johannesburg campus. And we started the construction of that house. It took us 8 hours to build a 40 square meter house. But I must put in context that I'm talking about the top structure, excluding the foundation roof.
Yes.
I'm talking about the walling system, but the walling system takes us literally 8 hours. One wall takes about 45 minutes. But as I'm talking now, right, live on site, we are demoing, so I'm not really talking fiction. But as I'm talking now, we are demonstrating how to print the wall in 45 minutes. Will be done.
Yes, we got to actually experience that and see it firsthand. Now, looking at climate change, of course, we've all seen the deepening effects that it has. How are we supposed to navigate? How is this? Okay, I know that there are currently weather tests that were being done on the project as well. What is the progress on that?
Okay, there are many tests that you've taken.
Yes.
Right. A house or a building system, before it is actually implemented on the ground, it must comply with national building regulations and building standards. So we have done some tests and we're in the process of doing other tests. The tests, they include structural strength and stability, so that in the event that there's a big wind, the building must stay. In the event that there is an object that hits the wall, the building must stay. Fire tests, water penetration tests. There are many, many tests, acoustics tests, right? Acoustics in terms of noise between room to room to outside. All those kind of tests, okay, actually, most of them are conducted to ensure that the build must comply.
Yes, I heard that this is quite a cost-efficient initiative, but I want us to look at all the costs involved, not just the walls, but looking at the roof, looking at the doors, and all these other extra costs involved in building a house. Taking all of those into consideration, is it still a cost-effective measure? Is it still going to outweigh the normal standards of building?
Correct. You know, initially, I think it's you mentioned about the climate changes and all those.
Yes.
This house is thermally efficient, very efficient from a thermal perspective, which is one aspect that you need to consider. So when you look at the cost, it's one thing which is called construction cost. This is the cost of building a particular building.
Yes.
And then there's life cycle costs. The life cycle cost, we look at all the aspects that go into the building, right? And it could be your construction cost is included, your maintenance cost, running cost, all those things that you must take them into account.
Okay, so
if we take all those things into account, the life cycle cost for this house is much more cost effective compared to.
That is interesting indeed, because my assumption was that possibly you could have just studied the construction costs without considering all the life years costs as well. Now, looking at the students that are involved in this project, how many have been trained and what programs, other programs, does the civil engineering department offer? Similar, maybe.
Yeah. What we have from close to about 15 postgraduate students. I'm referring here to masters and doctoral
students
who are working in future training. So we have trained them from the perspective of being able to use the printer. One notable thing is that the house that you see on site was created by students. And students would never in their lives build something.
Yes.
I don't know, for example, if yourself have ever built something. Now, if you have, let's assume you haven't built anything. I think you and you are able to print and build their house. So, to me, that is a big plus. Now we are looking at youth. We are looking at young ladies who are able to build their house without even any prior knowledge of building a house. But they can put their house and look through that. So, there are youngsters who are able to revolutionize the way in which we build houses.
I like that.
So, training them in terms of being able to utilize the printer, but they are also doing their own research, each and every one of them, and look at different aspects of material technology, materials that can be used to print. So someone's looking at clay, someone's looking at indigenous materials, all sorts of geopolymers. So there are many different facets of material technologies being undertaken by these trends.
And before we let you go, Prof, I just want to know, so how do we balance this, the new use of technology, which streamlines processes, and of course, our job market, which is at a decline currently?
And there's a perception that 3D printing will cut off jobs.
Yes.
But you are just transferring skills from one set to the other set. Instead of creating a bricklayer, you are giving somebody who is actually automating the processes. And so that substitutes today. But when you look at materials, we are looking, for example, at utilization of waste materials. Building waste materials, we actually going to require entrepreneurs who are going to look at material characterization so that these materials can be used. The printer itself is going to require artisans. Just like your motor vehicle. Why are you going to print the motor vehicle every year? What must you do?
Taking
for a step.
Yes.
The printer needs the servers. You are actually creating more opportunities. The printer itself, we are going to look into manufacturing printers here in South Africa. More new job opportunities coming. So I think, and then last but not least, remember I said we are still looking at the printing of warning systems.
Yes.
But the other aspects, you still use the local people to be able to do your finishes, your roof, your paint. You can still plaster the house if you want to. You can plaster it, you can paint it, you can put your electric bulb wiring, etc. That can still be done.
Unskilled labor. That was actually my next point, seeing that you're mentioning all these different areas, but I see that there's a degree of expertise required. So I'm really glad that you touched on the unskilled labor as well. Thank you so much for your time, Prof.
Thank you very much.
This is UJFM 95.5. UJFM, shaping the future.